Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 301 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I thank you guys so much. Over 300 episodes. That's great. And there's going to be some good stuff happening in 2021, which we will talk about as 2021 gets closer. So yeah, I'm happy to be here. I hope you're safe and healthy wherever you are, wearing a mask, etc., etc. The vaccine is starting, which is great news, and we'll talk about that. But first, I hate to start on a sad note, but once again, we have to say his name. Casey Christopher Goodson of Columbus, Ohio, returning home with Subway sandwiches, was shot in his doorway by the police, shot and killed. We don't know what happened. There was a gun found. However, the man is licensed to conceal carry. Also, he was at home. So where was the gun found? Was it in his house? Was it in his possession? We don't know. I'm reading right here. The Ohio Attorney General's Office, which normally investigates shootings involving police officers, said it declined to do so. It declined to do so because it was not notified until 3 days later. David DeVillers, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, said that his office would review the shooting and take appropriate action if the evidence indicates any federal civil rights laws were violated. So I guess if getting killed violates your civil rights, they'll do some investigation. Of course, there were no body cameras. There were no witnesses. So who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, once again, say his name. A young black man killed by the police in his own doorway. Casey Christopher Goodson. So I wanted to start with that. I don't want that to set the tone, but I do want to acknowledge it because it's sad. It's a tragedy. It is, it's angering. And as one person said, well, it was a Tuesday. Yeah, it's too much business as usual. Listen, you guys know how I feel about this. The election is over, okay? The election is over. Joe Biden won. It's ridiculous. So now, and this is truly, I don't know, how do I describe it? The hypocrisy, the idiocy. So Texas is filing a lawsuit. You may have heard about this. They want to go to the Supreme Court. They actually want to challenge the votes of other states. They want to challenge Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, etc. Listen, think about this. Think about how insane this is. Besides the fact that judges over and over said there's no fraud, there's no fraud, stop it, the lawsuits have no validity, there's no evidence, etc., etc. But the idea, and this is where the hypocrisy and the level of bullshit, it's amazing. One state trying to invalidate votes from other states because they don't like the result. Now, these are the people who are always shouting about state rights, you know, states' rights to ban abortion, states' rights to legalize any type of gun that they want, keep the federal government out of it, keep the federal government. Now they're going to the federal government to invalidate another state that ran an election. So if that's the case, then why can't California go to the Supreme Court to ban assault weapons in Texas? Why can't New York go to the Supreme Court to change the abortion laws in Alabama? Because it's ridiculous. Because we have a constitution. Because this is still the United States of America. it's mind-blowing, the level of bullshit with these people, and the support. And the support when you have a Congress and that won't, you know, do a resolution to say the election's done or whatever. They fight this. The election was done. The people have voted. The recount was done. The recount of the recount was done. The recount of the recount of the recount was done. Then the court case was done. Then it's all been done. It's all been done. The fact that we're still putting energy and money and wasting time with this is mind-boggling. And here's a new level of bullshit, okay? And no, I'm not even going to say you got to admire it. It's tiring. So, of course, Trump was like, oh, you know, the courts kept saying that you have no evidence. You have no evidence. So Trump said, well, we have so much evidence, we don't know what to do with it. Well, what you would do with it if you had evidence is you would take it to court. See, that's what you do with evidence. You take it to court to fight your case, to make your point. But now they've gone a new way. Now, this is comical. And, you know, it's funny. It says a funny thing happened in this article. It's like a funny thing happened. This truly is funny. Listen to this. This is what Trump and his lawyers are saying. Okay, the Texas lawsuit, etc. Despite the chaos of election night and the days which followed, the media has consistently proclaimed that no widespread voter fraud has been proven. Probably because no widespread voter fraud has been proven. Anyway, but this observation misses the point. The constitutional issue is not whether voters committed fraud, but whether the state officials violated the law by systematically loosening measures for ballot integrity so that fraud becomes undetectable. We have no evidence, but that's because you changed the rules to make the evidence undetectable. It's invisible evidence. It's magical evidence that can't be seen. Oh, man. Okay, well, here we go. Here we go. And this is a great explanation for it. So I tell you, Bigfoot is real. And you say, there's no evidence of Bigfoot. And then I say, well, Bigfoot covers his tracks. So, of course, there's no evidence of Bigfoot. And the fact that Bigfoot covers his tracks is proof that Bigfoot is real. Yes, and then you take a hammer and you begin to beat yourself over the head just to put a stop to the noise. Enough. I wish it were funny. I mean, it is and it isn't. You know what I mean? It is funny because it's such a level of bullshit. But it's not funny because this is the United States of America, and this is a war on the election. This is something real that's going on. Speaking of real that's going on, ignoring the Constitution, ignoring right. Remember, these are the right-wing people. These are the people, some bitch, I know my civil law rights of the Constitution, blah, 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 blah. I could do what I want. Yeah, you can't tell me I'm some bitch NASCAR. That's their argument all the time. So how about this? And again, just imagine the flip. Florida State Police raided the home of Rebecca Jones. They went in with guns. She said her husband and her kids were upstairs. The police pointed a gun at the stairs. If you've seen the pictures, you know how this went down. They went to get her computers, saying that she was a hacker and she was, you know, spreading false information, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is a woman who was worked for the Florida Department of Health. She built the COVID-19 tracking dashboard. In other words, the original tech to see how many people have the virus, where the virus is spreading, et cetera, et cetera. And then she became a whistleblower. And she said that they ordered her to manipulate Florida's data so it wouldn't look as bad as it is. And they fired her. Now they're saying that the whistleblowing she did, that she hacked into their computer system to send this message to all these people. Well, the only problem is the way she did it, because now, upon further investigation, Jones might have accessed an email address, that the Florida Department of Health published for anyone to see on the open web. The Florida Department of Health has a single shared username and password, and that username and password is freely accessible on the web. And that's what you use to send this information. So she's a master hacker. She went on the internet and got the email, if she's the one who sent it. Public info. Now, what do they tell all of us? Don't use the same username and password for all your websites. Mix it up. That way, if somebody hacks in, they don't get all of yours. None of us do it, but that's what they tell us to do. You going to remember 27 different logins and passwords? I'm not. My computer remembers all of them, so you just click, you know. But I'm not the Florida Department of Health. I don't have the resources of the Florida Department of Health. If you're the Florida Department of Health, maybe you don't publish your username and password on the internet and then bust into someone's house with guns drawn to say that they hacked into it. Once again, imagine a Democratic governor having the state police raid a Republican's home to take their computers. Oh my God, these people would lose their mind yelling Constitution, yelling that you know, rights to privacy, blah, 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 freedom of speech. And when I say blah, 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 I don't mean that these freedoms are nonsense. I mean, these people are so hypocritical isn't the word anymore. So someone please help me find a word, because I don't know what is beyond hypocritical. What's that? Full of shit? Yeah, that phrase does apply, but we're in polite society. So give me something beyond hypocritical, because that's what this is. Utterly ridiculous. Yeah, I'll go with that. Continuing this nonsense. And, you know, here's the underlying thing on this, in my opinion. The credibility of the Republican Party's in question as a party, and some Republicans have been saying this, but more need to, and the Democrats and the media need to shout it from the rooftops. You can't consider this a credible party anymore. If this is the behavior that they're exercising, whether it be breaking into sending the police to break into a whistleblower's house, or refusing to accept a legal election. And we're not talking the right-wing crazies. We're talking members of Congress that still won't say that Biden is the president-elect. And the ridiculous, oh God, with the chanting everywhere, the chanting that Fox News is for, blah, blah, blah. The Republicans love to chant. But all of this, the endorsement of the racism, which I'm going to get into some more in a minute, and the on and on and on. The credibility of this party, okay, I'm going to talk about it at the end, because the question comes up, is this who we are? And I say, absolutely, it's who we are. So, continuing to attempt to build his cabinet, Joe Biden nominated a retired General Lloyd Austin as his defense secretary. If you saw this guy, if you heard this guy, this is the guy who should run the Pentagon. This dude is straight up badass retired general. Big, strong, powerful, everything else, and experienced and knowledgeable. Okay, now, here's the thing. You're supposed to have a civilian run the Pentagon. That's supposed to be part of the checks and balances. What's that, checks and balances? Didn't that go out the window? Yeah, it did, but we still pretend. So, supposed to be civilian control of the Pentagon. Now, this man's retired, so technically he is a civilian, but he hasn't been retired long enough, okay? This came up with General James Mattis, who Trump selected to run the Pentagon in 2017. And what they did was, for Mathis, the Congress got together and said, we'll waive that rule to put the best man for the job, whatever, to put him in. Do you know who's fighting General Austin going in? Democrats. Let me say that again. Do you know who's fighting him going in? Democrats. Once again, the best enemy to a Democrat is another Democrat. They just don't get it. Work together, get the power, then make changes. Nah, we'd rather snipe at each other right from the start. So you have Senator Jack Reed, from a Democrat from Rhode Island. I think the preference would be for someone not recently retired. Senator Tammy Duckworth from Illinois, an Iraq War veteran, by the way. I will not vote for the waiver. I believe very strongly that there needs to be civilian control, civilian oversight. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, will not support a waiver for Austin. So the Republicans, the Republican Senate, doesn't even have to shoot this one down. The Democrats will do it themselves. Yeah, because why not? Can you imagine Republican senators shooting down a Trump nominee for anything? No, you can't even imagine it. They would never do it. They would never speak out publicly. Mitt Romney is the only Republican that speaks out publicly against Republican bullshit and idiocy. This is a legitimate pick. This is a man who is the most qualified for the job. And the Democrats are like, oh, no, we wouldn't. No, Republican, listen, don't get up. We'll destroy our own nominee. It's what we do. So, good. And on and on. Even Elizabeth Warren, I don't think we ought to be doing these waivers. How about that meeting in quiet? How about that meeting with President-elect Biden not in the media? How about talking to him like, hey, we think it'd be better for you to find a nominee who isn't a retired general, as opposed to publicly saying, no, we're not going to vote for him. Good move. Listen, senators, you want to fight for something? Democratic senators, you want to fight for something? How about a mandatory retirement age? How about Dianne Feinstein, who was recently hugging Lindsey Graham, for God's sake? She's 87 years old. No disrespect. She's 87 years old, still healthy enough to work, so good for her. But she's also 87 years old, so she read something. She read questions, and then she read the exact same questions again. And it's just a function of her age. You know why? Because you're not supposed to be in the Senate at 87. You're not supposed to be at the Senate for 30 or 40 years. The sacred founding fathers, that wasn't their idea for you to go to Congress or the Senate forever. You're supposed to go in, serve, and then leave so someone else can serve. Dianne Feinstein had a great career. Dianne Feinstein was a great senator. Dianne Feinstein has done tremendous things in her time. It's time for her to retire. And not just her, all of these 80-year-olds who've been there 30, 40 years. How about term limits? 2 terms for the president, 3 terms at most for a senator. That would be 18 years. Then you get out and no, you don't keep your benefits for life. Remember we had Strom Thurmond? We had a senator who had voted for segregation, and he was a senator for life, never got rid of him. Times change, okay? Listen, they give you an iPhone, they tell you to log into a Zoom meeting. If you can't do it, gotta go. They tell you to, I don't know, set up Apple Pay or start even a Facebook account. Forget about TikTok, just Facebook. If you can't handle Facebook, gotta go. There's an age, okay? And I'm not saying all old people are incapacitated or what you call me an ageist if you want, but why is it that most jobs you have to retire at 65 or 70, but somehow we think the people who run the country should be there in their late 80s? And yet, even with Biden being his late 70s, mid to late 70s being elected president, not the greatest idea, but we'll take it compared to the other one. So, I don't know. I don't know. Which is great. This is a great lead-in because I have a sponsor to podcast now, BetterHelp. And BetterHelp is fantastic because what BetterHelp does is they help you with your mental health. Now, you know, all joking aside, you've heard me talk about this before, and I'll always talk about it. Mental health issues are real. I've dealt with mental health issues. I've done therapy and counseling. I'm in recovery. I have no problem with that. If you know there's a problem and you get help, that's great. Help is real and help is out there. BetterHelp provides that. Listen, mental illness, and again, I will say this over and over, it's not always major. It's not always incapacitating. We're not talking about necessarily you being so bad that you need to be committed, etc. No, it's not that. And there is no stigma. We're talking about something as simple as getting in our own way. Okay? Yeah. Getting in our own way. We have done that. I've done that. You've done that. We've all done that. Okay? I want you to go to betterhelp.com/Alonzo and I want you to get some help. What interferes with your happiness? How many times is it you? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? If you're saying no before you even try, maybe a therapist can help you get past that. Okay? It's a safe online environment, private. You can start communicating with a therapist in under 24 hours. You send a message to your counselor, you get timely and thoughtful responses. You can schedule it weekly for video or phone. Okay? It is private. It is for you. They service clients worldwide. Professional counselors, and these are just some of the things they specialize in: depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, all the things that we're dealing with, especially in 2020. 2020 is a tough year for anybody. So it's okay to get a little help. Anything you share is confidential. They're professional. It's affordable. If you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Alonzo. Okay? Over 1 million people have done this. They take care of your mental health. Take care of yourself. It's the holidays. A lot of people get lonely during the holidays, go through depression during the holidays. Talk to someone. Find out, and I always say this, the most powerful thing, find out you're not the only one. Okay, BetterHelp, that's help, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/Alonzo. Do it for yourself. Feel better. Let's go into 2021 kicking ass, okay, and believing in yourself. It's a new year. We're going to make it. We're going to be all right. I want you to be all right. Thank you. Now, you know who else said we're going to be all right? And you got to believe him. Bill Gates. Bill Gates has predicted that in the spring, the numbers of COVID-19 are going to change dramatically and it'd be possible to return to normality. Now, why is that important? Well, first of all, as we all know, Bill Gates created the virus, right? To do something with 5G phones, and then he was going to inject tracking devices through us to the vaccine. I mean, come on, common knowledge. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Those are conspiracy theories that are nonsense. But Bill Gates has made some predictions. He did predict Pfizer would be the first vaccine available. Maybe he was in on it. Bill Gates, a very smart man, and that's why people listen to him, and these are his predictions. And let's hope he's right. Let's hope he's right. Let's hope this vaccine gets out there and we get to some sense of normalcy by the spring. That would be great. Thank you, Bill Gates. I like your prediction. Here's someone else who I like what he's saying, and this one's tough because I'm a Carolina fan. Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski. If you know nothing about college basketball, I can tell you that this coach is legendary. Duke, he built Duke. It is a legendary college basketball program. 5 national championships, players in the NBA, et cetera, et cetera. The man knows what he's talking about. And I would say he has become woke, as the kids say, over time. And right now, he is saying that it's time to consider whether it's best to continue playing college basketball during the pandemic. Now, that's a huge statement for him. I know it's a soft statement. The real statement should be, let's stop playing college basketball during the pandemic. But for someone like him to ask whether it's best to continue is pretty much the same thing. He said, I would just like for the safety, mental, and physical health of players and staff to assess where we're at. Now, some people got on him because he said this after his team lost, and trust me, Duke don't lose too often. But what he's saying is that with the explosion in the pandemic, with the numbers being up, with a vaccine being developed that will be able to be distributed, maybe put college basketball on hold, maybe pick it up after this spike tapers off and when the vaccine, and trust me, when the vaccine comes out, athletes will be getting vaccinated. You know why? Because it's all about money. That's why the NCAA doesn't give a shit about college athletes. They care about money. They care about the NCAA tournament being a $1 billion business. That's what they care about. And they will sacrifice these kids and they will sacrifice their health to keep making money. The NCAA does nothing for these kids. I've said it over and over. Get the NCAA out of college basketball. Get them out of college football. They want to run amateur college sports, you know, track and field, tennis, swimming, diving, gymnastics. No disrespect to those sports. They're great sports. The competitors are athletes, and they're student athletes. Basketball players and football players are revenue-generating athletes. They're revenue-generating machines. They should be paid, but at the very least, somebody should care about their health. So thank you, Coach K. I don't think anyone's going to listen to you on this one, but you are right. Okay, you like conspiracies? You like crazy? I'm going to give you some crazy. Do you know about this? Are you aware of the Intergalactic Space Federation? No, not Space Force. The Intergalactic Space Federation. Chaim Eshed, or Eshed, I think, a three-time recipient of the Israeli Security Award and a current professor. So this guy's, I don't know, he's not crazy. But he says that aliens have already visited Earth, that aliens are the ones who prevent nuclear war, that they've been in touch with Israel and the United States and other countries. And the only reason that, and this is the only part of it I believe, that Earth is not part of the Intergalactic Space Federation is they say, we're not ready. Supposedly, these aliens have talked to a group of partners, American, Russian, Japanese, British, Chinese, but they told them not to reveal it. Now, here's why I don't believe him. Because he said Donald Trump is aware of this agreement. Okay, then it's not real. Because there's no way Trump wouldn't be. Are you kidding? If there was an intergalactic federation, if there were aliens on Earth, okay, who, by the way, have underground bunkers on Mars and we're up there and blah, blah, blah. This is all part of his theory. If any of this was true and Donald Trump knew about it, how long do you think he could keep that secret? How long do you think he couldn't keep that secret long enough for you to say the sentence, keep it a secret? So, no, I'm sorry, but I like it. I like it. Aliens prevented this. These are just some of the things that he claims that aliens have done. Okay. Aliens prevented the Soviet Union from striking back against the U.S. with a nuclear weapon after the Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba. Aliens, as I said, underground bases on Mars that house extraterrestrials and human astronauts. Yeah, I like it. Now, he says, if I had come up with what I'm saying 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. But today they're already talking differently. Could that be the dumbing down of Earth? I know we talk about the dumbing down of America, but maybe dumbing down of Earth. Yeah, I love it, though. Yeah. What the hell? You know what? Let's power up that Space Force. Let's show this Intergalactic Federation what we're made of. Does this not sound like kind of like the movie Independence Day? Maybe? I don't know. what the hell? Maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. In which case, like I say, the one part that I would agree with is if you say the aliens are like, Earth ain't ready. Earth is not ready for intergalactic travel and dealing with other planets. I would say, yeah, you're right about that. So I talked a little about the racism and hatred and who we are. And this is an interesting story out of the USA Today. And the question that is posed is this what we're becoming? And I say, no, it is not what we're becoming. This is who we are. And when I say we, I mean America, okay? I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. The only Anne Frank Memorial in the United States was vandalized. And it wasn't just vandalized. What they did, this is a memorial in Boise, Idaho. It has a life-size bronze statue of Anne Frank holding her diary. Nazi stickers, swastika stickers were put on it that say, "We are everywhere." Swastika stickers were put on it saying, "We are everywhere." Okay. And so is this who we're becoming? No, it's who we are. Idaho, I hate to say it, but you guys are a red state. You got all those militias out there. Boise is a great city. I've been to Boise. Boise's fantastic. I enjoyed it. I haven't been there in a long time, but when I went, I was surprised at what a cool little city Boise is. But when you ask, is this what we're becoming? Well, you're in Idaho. So drive 50 miles outside of Boise in any direction where you have these militias in red hats training for some war that they think they're going to have with the government, the way you have white supremacy just running rampant. Is this who we're becoming? No, my friend, I'm sorry to tell you, this is who we are. And the Boise police chief says the vandalism is reprehensible and blah, blah, blah. They're all talking. Well, you know, join together. So because trust me, the same people who are putting swastika stickers up are anti-Black Lives Matter and are anti-immigration, which is just a cover for being anti-Latino, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same hate. So rather than ask, is this who we're becoming? Accept the fact that this is who we are and let's do better. Let's do better. And let's shut them down because you know who these people are. You know who these people are. You recognize them. And you know what? This is one of those cases where, yeah, it's on white people to because Black people can't sneak into these organizations. Although Black Klansman was a great movie. It has been done. And brown skin Latino people can't sneak into these organizations. But white people can. And you can bring them down from the inside. You can expose who these people are. You can stop pretending your neighbor who's the racist isn't a racist. You can stop saying there's very good people on both sides because they're not. And the Proud Boys are shit. And all of those groups, the Boogaloo Boys and whatever else, are all shit. And let's call them out for who they are. Instead of asking, is this who we're becoming? Not the greatest note to end on, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's time. I love you guys. It's who they're becoming. We're better. Next week, next Friday, December 18th, I'm hosting a show. It's called Your Late Show Tonight. It's going to be a late show talk show type monologue, sketches. I got two great interviews, George Wallace and Robert Glasper. If you know anything about music, you know Glasper, jazz, hip hop, R&B, multiple Grammy Award winner and Emmy Award winner. Dr. George Wallace, simply a legend of comedy, my mentor and my old friend. So next Friday, December 18th, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. I'm back at the Nowhere Comedy Club. You've seen me there before. NowhereComedyClub.com. That's where you get your tickets. NowhereComedyClub.com. It is going to be so much fun. I'm working with some great comics on putting this together, and it's really fun to host it. I was nervous at the beginning, but now I'm loving it. I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be next Friday, and you're going to tune in. We're better than that. I got to say this again. We're better than Nazi stickers on the Anne Frank Memorial. We're better. And we're going to show them we're better. And if you have a friend who's a Democrat in the Senate, tell them to knock it off and support the president-elect. And if you have a friend who's a Republican, tell them that Biden is the president-elect. Who's paying attention? You guys are. I appreciate it. I get emails and DMs from you guys for listening. It's humbling, and I love it, and I thank you. Happy holidays again. Be safe. Do the shopping online. Don't go to the mall. Don't go to the mall this month. It's spiking. Things are bad out there. All right? Keep laughing. I always say it. Keep laughing, because they'll wonder what you're up to. I love you. Thank you. Good night.